Apostle Jesse Rainwater welcomes you to this message from The Vine Christian Ministries in Seattle, Washington. The Vine is a place where people from all walks of life come to receive encouragement, strength, and healing. Our passion is Jesus Christ, and our mission is the empowerment of believers everywhere to carry out their God-ordained purpose. Get ready for this anointed service.
I get excited to preach the Word of God, but this particular message is really important. It is a pivotal directional message for our church. It's also, I believe, exactly what each individual person needs to stand on as a foundation for your direction in God. So it is called, I'm titling this message, Love's Manifesto. Love's Manifesto. I might just call it the Love Manifesto. Why don't I call it that? The Love Manifesto. I like that better. Open up your Bible, if you would, to the book of 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. That'll be our scripture reading. We're going to read verses 7 through 21. And I think I'm going to slip in three more scriptures on you, or three more verses. I'm going to also flip over to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And we'll read verses 1 through 3. The Love Manifesto. If you have it, say amen. Go ahead and stand to your feet if you would. The Bible says they stood for the reading of God's Word. Okay, starting at verse 7. Of chapter 4 of 1 John, it reads, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love God, or if we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he has given us his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God dwelleth in him and he in God. Or God dwelleth in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in the world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out all fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God who he has not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also. Go ahead and skip over to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We're just going to read three verses there, verses 1 through 3. And it reads, Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not love, it profits me nothing. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. You may be seated. Love manifesto. What is love? I almost came out doing the rock, the Night of the Roxburys. I actually had it queued up on my iPod. I was going to come out reading, you know, what is love? You know, that song, Baby Don't Hurt Me. What is love? What is love? What does love look like? How will you recognize it when you see it? What is love? How does love manifest itself? What does love look like? You know, the word love is used very often, but the manifestation of true love is not as easy to see as the words that people toss out. But the manifestation of true love is powerful. And just the words of love have no power if they have no action. In that 1 Corinthians 13, when we read all these things, if I have all this knowledge, if I speak with the tongues of angels and of men, I can speak both spiritually and naturally. I am wise beyond measure. I've got faith that I can remove mountains. I can prophesy right down to your road. But if I don't have love, it doesn't profit me anything and I'm nothing. If I do all these great deeds, give all that I have to the poor, give my body to be burned, but I don't do it in love, it doesn't profit me anything. So what is love? And how will I recognize it when I see it? I asked our Bible study class that on Wednesday. I asked them, I said, what is love? And how does love manifest itself? In other words, how is love seen? The Bible tells us clearly that love is an action word, that we don't just love in words, but we love in truth and in deed. And so deed means action. It means you have to do something to love. You know, many young ladies that are sitting in this church today or listening by internet or by CD, if somebody tells you they love you, that's a very good start. When I told my wife I loved her, she remembers the day I told her I loved her. And it was sitting at a little table at Salty's on Alki. She was working and I had the day off, so I just went in to see her. And I'm sitting at this little table and she's whisking around with a little tray and she comes by and I pull her over close and I say, I love you. And she always reminded me that I was the first to tell her that I loved her. But did you know that my wife told me, and I think I shared this with you guys, that it wasn't for about 6 or 7 more years after that that she actually knew I loved her? I told her I loved her, and it made her feel really good. But it was 6 or 7 years later that she comes to me and says, I finally know you really love me. What are you talking about? I married you. I bought you a ring. I kissed you. You know, I've done all these things, but the words are empty, but the action is how love manifests itself. Love is an action. Love does something. It accomplishes something. Love is consistent. Love never fails. Love endures all things. Love doesn't put itself first. And so after she saw this over a period of time, she was able to know, now that's love. Not his words that he whispered to me, though sweet as it was, not each letter that I wrote her or the cards I would give her on Mother's Day, but the fact that I showed her that I loved her, it was what revealed to her that I truly, truly loved this woman. And I love her. But I have to show her that I love her. And if I stop showing her and I only tell her, after a while she won't feel love anymore. Love is an action. We have a call to love one another. And I have to ask you, how does that look? What does love look like? When I asked the Bible study class this, they said, here's what love is. Their definition was that love is sacrifice. One of the other people said that love is when you give of yourself. And I liked both of those definitions, and I put them together, that love is just that. Love is sacrificing yourself, giving of yourself for others. And that's how love will manifest itself. If you want to know if someone really loves you, don't listen to their words, but look at their actions. If they sacrifice and give of themselves to you, that's their way of showing love. Love will always look like that. Love actually puts somebody else before them. So if somebody says they love you, do their words match up with their actions? Well, God says that he loved us. John 3:16 says that God so loved the whole world. He says he loves us. But does he just love us in word? Or is there some way that he was going to manifest love to us? How will God show his great love to mankind? God is love, and he loves us. So God, you have to, you're the definition of love. But if love is an action word, then love cannot just be something I read here. You can't just say you love us. There has to be some action that goes along with it. Even though you're God, if you say you love me, love has to be an action. And so when we read in 1 John 4, it says, I'm going to start back at verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. He that doesn't love doesn't know God, for God is love. This is how the love of God was manifested to us. That's what that verse means. It says, in this, the love of God was manifested toward us. In other words, get ready. I'm getting ready to tell you how God manifested his love to us. Because he didn't just love in word. He sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Jesus Christ was God's love manifested for us. He loved us so much, but he didn't just tell us in word. He manifested his love for everybody to see. And that was Jesus Christ. And it says in verse 10, herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Boy, I love that verse. Propitiation of our sins, that basically means an appeasement or taking away a wrath. Propitiation means take away judgment, take away wrath to appease. So Jesus Christ became that for us, and he took away the wrath and judgment for our sins because God loved us so much. Man, I've got so many great things that I want to give you guys on love, but I want to make sure that I keep it narrow enough where you